Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. Glad to be with you. Always proud to be able to hang out with you, and it's an honor to be able to spend some time with you and talk about our small businesses, yours and mine, and sometimes the businesses of our guests, like Joanne Black, who's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 6 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our top salesmanship experts in the Brain Trust. She's the author of No More Cold Calling, and she's got some things that she's going to teach us today. Joanne Black, welcome back.
Well, thanks so much, Jim. It's a treat to be with you always.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Now, you've been reviewing some of the things that you've been talking about teaching us over the last 6 years. You've been going back over some of the things as you've been creating an audio book now for folks, which a lot of people love audiobooks. They never read anymore. They just listen to books. But as you've gone through this process, you've been reevaluating what you've been teaching, and whether anybody's learning anything from what you and I talk about from some of the fundamentals. What do you think?
It's happening. You know, it's one of those things. So, No More Cold Calling has been out for 6 years now. I can't believe it's been that long.
Yep.
You're an author. You know how fast the time goes.
Absolutely.
And people write me all the time and tell me, oh, it's their life. They're working a referral process now. All of this. Then when I recorded the book, so when you're recording, of course, I'm talking and I'm listening to what I'm saying and I'm reading it and I'm saying, wait a minute, this book is timeless, number one. And number two, there are things that we talked about 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago that are still the issues today, Jim. Still. And there's several of those issues that came up and they just popped out for me as I was doing this recording. And one of them is that we're not leveraging our current customers to get more business, right? So, it doesn't matter whether we're a one-person company or whether we have several people working with us. It makes no difference that we tend to say, oh, this is a great deal. You know, we do the work and we move on.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, there's one thing for sure, and this is, folks, this is as classic and as enduring as anything will ever be. The current customers you have, you can get a lot more business out of them with that for a lot less expense than creating a new customer.
Absolutely. So they have more business, and we need to be tapping into all of the relationships we have within our client companies, and we typically have way more than one. And find out who they know they can introduce us to and get that referral introduction to someone like them.
That's right.
We like them, and of course if we like them, and those are the people we want to work with.
We talked about this in the previous hour with Ed Abel talking about proposals, and the point that I made was when you're giving a proposal to somebody for the first time, the first hurdle you got to get over is, do I even want to do business with these people? The customer's thinking, okay, never mind what they're offering me, do I even want to do business with these people? Well, if it's an existing customer, that's already, you're already over that hurdle.
Absolutely.
Now it's just a matter of, what do you want? How do I deliver it?
Well, and how do I deliver it that's going to give you, Mr. Customer, the business impact, the results that you must get? Because unless we do that and we work together to make that happen, well, why would you ever refer me?
That's right.
You're going to refer me because the work we've done together has impacted your business.
And I'll tell you something else. If you're not getting referrals that you didn't even ask for on a regular basis, and I mean at least a few times a year, you're not getting some referral without even asking for it, you're probably not doing as good a job taking care of your customers as you should be. What do you think about that, Joanne?
Well, I'm not sure, Jim, because people do get referrals without asking for them. That happens, but you
I'm not saying you shouldn't ask. I'm not saying you, you know, you know how I feel about that. I think you.
I know.
But I'm just saying, if you don't accidentally get some, I mean, if you're doing a really good job, somebody's going to say, "Hey, you know, this guy's really great. You ought to call him."
Yeah, absolutely. We need to get them, and I get them a lot.
But which comes back to asking, because if you're not doing a good job and you ask for them, they might say, "I don't think so."
Yeah. Right. Well, that's why we need to always do a good job. Here's the other thing. We need to stay in touch. You know, throughout our sales process and afterwards. So one of the things I've learned as well, because since I wrote my book, you know, the landscape has changed.
Hold on to that thought, because when we come back, I want to talk about staying in touch. That's a really big deal right there, folks, that Joanne's talking about. We're going to come back after these messages with Joanne Black. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back. I don't care where it goes.
Gonna climb a mountain. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.